Incidents of child abuse in one San Antonio district are decidedly higher than in other parts of the city. In fiscal year 2016, 179 children who were victims of abuse in San Antonio's District 5 were removed from their households. That's an increase of 58 cases from the year before. An innovative pilot program aims to reverse that trend by using members of the community to reach out to at-risk families. The Promotoras Child Abuse Prevention Initiative will employ the use of non-professional, trained community members known as promotoras, who provide basic health care education to the community. To talk to me about the initiative is Shirley Gonzalez, City Council Representative for District 5, and Victoria Salas, Project Manager for the project at Family Service Association. Councilwoman Gonzalez, something about your district in a specific zip code, which is 78207, there are some very high reports of child abuse in that particular district. Can you tell us why you think that might be?
Well, it's mostly related to poverty in the 07 zip code. But this pilot project came, I wanted to start it because in working with various organizations, including Family Services, it was brought to my attention that over 30% of all child abuse cases in Bexar County are coming out of two zip codes in my district. I just had a baby 2 months ago. I'm the only mother on the council and the only member of the council that has young children. So this was something that I felt we had to tackle. I thought if we could focus just on the 07 zip code, which is the area where I live, we could see a significant decrease in child abuse. So what would it look like if we dedicated funds and resources and effort and energy into addressing child abuse just in the 07 zip code? And so through working with the organizations, they recommended a project like this one. Organizations like Family Services have been working with Promotoras for many, many years. They've often been trained at the WETSI, which is our Westside Educational Training Center, and they know for it to be successful. The problem is always funding. So we thought with a pilot project, with a very dedicated effort, with a very ambitious group of people that will be working, let's see if we can't see a change in the child abuse numbers coming out of the 07 zip code. UTSA is another partner that will be doing all the data collection to determine whether or not the program is successful. And if it is, then we'll look for other funding sources. They could come from the city, they could come from the county, they could come from private foundations. Perhaps the United Way could help. We're looking for 2 years for this program and hoping that we will show a decline in repeat incidents of child abuse.
And so, Victoria, how do you find the participants for the Promotoras pilot initiative?
The participants were found by other Promotoras. I sent some Promotoras out there to the field. Some of them were recruited through Family Service, some of the parent engagement programs, and word of mouth.
What kind of training are the Promotoras going to be receiving within the program? What specifically is going to be different, perhaps, about this program than if they were to go out and provide information on health education?
They're going to get the parenting nurturing training curriculum. That's going to be their specialty, and they're going to have the community health worker training by WETSI, their Westside Education Training Center.
And once these Promotoras receive that training, how are they going to find the right audience with which to share that information?
Family Service are going to hire 4 Promotoras, and 2 full-time and 2 part-time. The 2 part-time are going to be placed in an organization in the 78207 Air Corps to give another organization leverage and partnership with us. And with the other Promotoras that may not be hired, we're going to give them different resources, because let's say we do hire one Promotora for whatever reason, she could no longer continue working. We have a pool to draw from that's already trained in the curriculum.
And so, Councilwoman, the fact that these Promotoras are coming from within the community, do you find that they have maybe a greater impact than a social worker that may be coming from a state institution?
Well, the idea is that you have a peer-to-peer network. So anytime you're trying to change a culture, the best way to do that is peer-to-peer. So not in some institution coming in and making demands. the promotoras are working within their own peer network so that they themselves have experienced perhaps domestic violence. They themselves have experienced perhaps many of the same things that they would be working with their peers on. The family that's suffering as a result, there's child abuse, can talk directly to their peer about what they're experiencing. And the promotora, they have all the resources to other agencies, other services that can get them the help that they need. So we know that hearing from your friend or hearing from your comadre, hearing from, you know, your mom is much more impactful than hearing from a professional who you may not have any bond with. So it is, often more difficult to get results because it's not necessarily all data-driven in that regard. So it's hard to quantify a relationship or a friendship.
And so, Victoria, is there any compensation at all for the promotoras who are involved in this program?
For those who complete, there will be a stipend given to the graduates. They're not getting paid to attend, and we're paying for their classes.
And so what can these promotoras expect once they finish the training program, once they're out in the community, and maybe they want to continue on with their careers? Do they often look for a career maybe within the social services realm within the community?
They could, or they could continue their education. There will be a couple that will continue because they have spoken to me and said, this was an opportunity. I didn't know I could learn this much. Now I'm going to be a better parent with the information I received.
So one of the other issues that we have in the 07 zip code is very high unemployment. And so this would give those women the opportunity to further their education and then hopefully get long-term jobs. So that also then helps to stabilize the family.
And I think we also need to mention that it's not just an individual problem, right? Because child abuse does tend to branch off into other problems. So perhaps a victim of child abuse is going to, you know, perhaps find themselves down the road of addiction one day. And I think just by tackling the problem at a certain point, you're already preventing a bunch of other social problems which may arise in the future.
That's right. And of course, child abuse is linked to domestic violence, linked to teen pregnancy, linked to other types of trauma. If we can and hopefully tackle this one part, it connects people to other services as well so that they learn that there's another way. And so the women who are this first cohort of promotoras really are like changing the trajectory of an entire community. Perhaps they're thinking about only themselves or only this few people that they would help. It actually is a citywide issue and could change the face of our city forever.